Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're pretty good. I'm going to start with the potentially good news, and then we can talk about the less good news. So, listening to Schottenheimer and then Jerry this morning, it sounds like Kenny Clark, Trayvon Diggs, I know they went back in the game, but they should be good to go. And then optimism about Daron Bland coming back against the Packers. So I know we'll get to the other injury woes, but that seems like a pretty nice positive.
Now, let's hold up on Diggs.
Diggs.
I thought you said Lamb. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, no.
So what were the three? Say them again. That one hit me, and
optimism,
I'm going, no,
Bland.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, optimism on Bland, and then Clark and Diggs. I know they went back in the game, but it still looks like they are, you know, should be good to go for the next game.
Yeah, Diggs, I'm pretty sure. I talked to Clark afterwards, he thought it wasn't as bad as, you know, it looked when he walked off. Okay. As a matter of fact, if you go look at that play, he got hit. He went down on like all fours, and the play was still going.
Yes, that play was ridiculous.
And he got back up, and he was trying to chase it down. And then when it was over, he went down again.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I can't give up. And I said, oh, okay, good for you. I like the guy even better now. So that
play was confusing, though, because on the one hand, Kenny Clark got hurt. That's bad. But also, the play went for negative 8 yards, which is good. But then also, you missed like four tackles before we got to that point.
Which is bad.
Yeah, which is also bad. That play was madness.
Yes, it was. And then Bland, at least he played a game, right? So his ramp up shouldn't be as long as everyone else's.
Right.
I haven't seen him do any rehab, though, like on the resistant cords, but he may be working out indoors or whatever. So I think that's a let's see what happens this week. But boy, that sure would help.
Absolutely.
To get him back on the field and Diggs on the field. You realize those two guys haven't played that many games together?
Yes. It just seems
Yeah.
What was it back in the day? Was it Dion and Kevin Smith? And we were like, oh my gosh, these.
Well,
two.
No. Well, the first year.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason they signed Dion, or some impetus for it, was Kevin Smith tore his Achilles in the first game of the year.
Yeah.
The day after he signed a contract extension.
Oh my gosh. It's like getting hit by a car.
I don't think he made it through the first quarter.
Yeah, I believe you're right about that.
And
one.
He tore his Achilles, right? Yeah. So yeah,
thanks a lot.
So that first year they didn't play together.
Yeah.
Hopefully if you get Bland back there, because if you go back and look at these guys, just have bad eyes. Like I don't know what they're looking at. when they're trying to play zone. And it's like, you know, I see when you're in this area that that's your area, you got to be there. But when you see the guy that was in your area cutting in the middle and there's no one else there around you, why don't you go to the middle?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's what they're supposed to do. Well, you're just standing there guarding nothing.
Yeah, there was one particular play that we went back and looked at, and I really feel like Donovan Wilson got hung out to dry because two people were like going deep around him, and so he just picked one, and then of course Caleb threw it to the other one.
Right.
And I was like, well, I don't know what you're supposed to do in that. That was clearly a breakdown in the front half of the play. But you're right. The coverage breakoffs on some of these zone plays have been infuriating.
Yeah, and they haven't gotten better, have they?
No.
So now what was the other other injury you were.
So that was the good. Yeah. But then the bad, you know, we had Steven on, and unfortunately he confirmed what we were all afraid of is CeeDee Lamb, high ankle sprain. And then I have to admit, I was surprised when we heard the news about Tyler Booker with a similar injury. And all of a sudden, you know, I know we spent a lot of time yesterday, Mickey, talking about the defense, but like, if your offense is even further shorthanded, that feels like that's not going to do the defense any favors.
No, because as you guys heard me, you know, this team's lifeline is the offense. You got to score points, right? And last night was an example, right?
Yes.
Some teams gave up 30 points.
Right.
But they scored 30 points. So that's the key. These offenses these days... you know, it's hard on the defense. They're going to score a point. Now, they didn't score them as explosively as the Cowboys gave up scores, but they gave up, what was it, 38-31.
I mean, if you want to argue against that last touchdown for Detroit because they were just playing, you know.
I get it.
But, like, I hear you for sure.
So teams are scoring. So you got to score. And now, you know, you're going to be without two starters on offensive line. And Lamb, I should do what the morning news does when they get somebody to tell them something. It's told the morning news. So can I just say told Mickey Spagnuolo?
Yes. I always want that from now on.
that Lamb should be out 3 to 5 weeks. Okay. So...
can I just pretend like I can just...
You didn't hear that?
Or yeah, or I can just focus on what CD said when he was like, oh, yeah, I think...
Yeah, I'll be back, right? They're all coming back. No one ever says I'm out, right? Yeah,
that is probably
They could
true.
Be on their deathbed and it'll be, no, I'm playing tomorrow. I'm good to go. So, yeah, I was told 3 to 5 weeks, and I would imagine high ankle sprain, that's about right. And probably with Booker, same thing. But again... He doesn't have to run 5 yards, right?
Yeah.
He's just got to be able to push off. So we'll see where that one goes. But again, you know what I always tell you guys is when you lose somebody, okay, the next man up, right? Well, who's behind the next man up?
Good point. Yeah.
Right? Now TJ Bass is going to go in, but he can only play one guard spot. So who's the other backup guard?
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't even think that far. All I was thinking is, while your left side is still intact, now you've got Hoffman running next to Bass, and that is not how you drew this thing up at all.
And if Hoffman wasn't taken over at center, then he could have been the backup guard like he was last year, right? Well, now he can't be the backup guard, so it's TJ Bass and I'm looking, and it's like, well, who's left? I don't know if Nate Thomas can play guard. Because he's active as the backup tackle, which you have to have.
Would it be Adeniji, crazy to maybe move one of those tackles?
Yeah, it
inside?
Might have to be Adeniji, maybe, to be the backup guard, because he was inactive. So maybe it's him. And I was looking. I go, well, let me see what's on the injury or IR, and there's really nobody because I believe they put Rob Jones on there before the 53, so he's out. I believe I'm right on that. It's like, where's Awesome Richards when you need him?
Right.
Not available. Mickey, I was kind of curious. Do you think the better option, I know you got to score, but do you think the option could be to try to make the game shorter by just, we're just going to have to run the ball. We can't go out there and throw it all over the field and have any... we can't risk a three and out.
Right. I think you're right. And running, you know, and that's one of the things they've been able to do. But think about it this way. If me and you think that way, don't you think the
everybody
Packers
else,
probably
we just got to stop that one just a little bit. Okay, then let's run it at Micah.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, well, for sure. And make sure you're double teaming and when he's coming off the edge. But I would imagine when you're weakened in the middle, you know, he's going to probe in the middle where the guard and the center are for sure. And they figured that out immediately when he got there. They saw, oh, look what the Cowboys did with him. We can move him inside and stand him up and, you know, we'll create problems. So, yeah, they're not going to have a lot of time in the pocket. You know, they got to get the ball out and maybe short stuff, things like that. But running the ball, so they've had. I finally asked this question. They've had all three games, right? 100 yards rushing.
Yeah.
And I was wondering when's the last time they had four in a row, and it was 2023.
Okay.
So not
all right.
Any time last year more than three. So yeah, if you can keep running it. Now the key thing though is that when you're running the ball, your running backs also have to threaten the goal line. Like, they got to worry about them getting, you know, 30, 20-yard gains.
Yeah.
And that's always important, because if a defense doesn't think the running back is going to threaten them the goal line, then they can kind of play back a little bit and say, okay, we'll give you 10, we'll give you 15, I just don't want to give you 30. So that creates a problem, too. And if they're doing that, then maybe you can throw the ball if you have time. But then again, you have to have time.
You know, I know we spent a lot of time talking about the defense yesterday, and I think it's more than just the defense, but these kind of work both sides of the ball. The Bears had no takeaways and no sacks the week before the Cowboys game. And then you look at that game, and the Cowboys have four times they give the ball away and give up two sacks. And then this is the first time in Caleb Williams' career that he doesn't get sacked. That's astonishing to me on both sides of the ball, like with the reckless nature of which we take care of the ball. Even if you want to take out the last one from Joe Milton, I get that. It's still like reckless nature of taking care of the ball and then just complete lack of pressure against a team that has shown they're very vulnerable to pressure.
Well, if you look at the first two takeaways, they were weird, right?
The tip, yeah.
The tip pass, because that's got to be caught, right?
I agree.
Right? And then yanking the ball out of the guy's arms when he's right by the sideline, all he had to do is step out of bounds.
No, I agree. I thought that was an incredible defensive play, though.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird. The only one, you know, I'm sure Dak wants back is the one in the end zone.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he had to fit that in so perfectly because there was two guys there and there was two receivers there too. So I don't know if that pattern broke down or what. That one you didn't like. But what would that got it to 31-21?
Yeah. I think I've started to focus more
but
on.
But it's no takeaways.
Yes.
But
yes.
But again, first things first, right? Let's cover. Let's make tackles.
Sure.
Then, okay, now takeaways, you know? They got to stop the explosive plays that just can't keep happening. It's too easy for teams to just kind of methodically move downfield, and all of a sudden they hit big plays like they did, at least two of them to Luther Burden. You know,
yes.
It's like, hey, understand who that guy is.
Right.
You know, he's in the game. He's not a starter. But if he's coming in some capacity, maybe they got something going, right? Keep an eye on him. And, boy, they sure didn't.
No.
I could have told them what to do.
Yes.
Right?
I really wish that you would. For future scouting purposes.
Anybody from the University of Missouri, go ahead and cover them.
Yeah. Exactly. If you honestly at this point, if you have any tips for the defense that you want to pass along,
go right ahead.
Yeah,
right?
I think they should be willing to listen on that.
I'm surprised Eberflus hasn't been like, what are y'all's thoughts, guys?
Got anything for me here?
You know what? I do think that would be an amazing way to start a press conference. Like, I don't think one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
1 and 2 is early enough to do it. But, like, let's say you got to 1 and 5. Wouldn't you be amused, Mickey, if Shoddy went up there and he's like, all right, you guys are so smart. I've read your columns. What would you like me to do?
Yeah, that would be good. So how many – I should have looked this up before I asked you. How many 1 and 2 teams are there? Like, did that make Baltimore last night 1 and 2?
Yes, it did.
Kansas City?
Kansas City is 1 and 2 as well. There are 10, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Baltimore, Cleveland, almost in the entire AFC West, except for the Chargers.
Yeah, so the Broncos, and I know people had high hopes for them. You're
Bears,
right.
Panthers, Falcons. The Patriots. There are a bunch of 0-3 teams, too.
It's just kind of how the Cowboys got to 1-2, right?
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
And see, and now, you know, as this goes along, at some point, you're going to look back, revisionist history, right? And you're going to go, oh, they should have beat the Eagles.
Yeah, and I think that's why the 1-2 is more agitating, right? Like, if you'd have just gone to Philly, and let's say you just lost by, like, 13 points, and the game was, like, not necessarily super competitive in the second half, I don't think there would be as much bitching about where they are right now. I think it's the fact that you feel like you should have won that game that we all think, how did it go so bad after that?
Right, exactly. And you know, if you go out and play like that to start and then give up that many points to a Giants team that the next week they struggled again offensively and then go to Chicago and, you know, sometimes those games happen. I get it, but not the way they happen is what hurts. And so here come the Packers.
All right. Well,
what are they? 2-1, right?
Yeah, and they lost to one of the worst teams in football last week. So there you go.
Go figure.
All right, we'll pick up with you again tomorrow and start focusing on the Packers, good sir.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. By the way, we told some people that today we would care about their fantasy team from the 2-1-4. I was up 30 points on my opponent, but then Lamar Jackson played. He said became good at passing. Lamar Jackson was awesome at passing last year.
Yeah, he was fantastic thrower last year.
From the 4-6-9, I would have won this week in fantasy if Derrick Henry scored that second touchdown and didn't fumble the ball. Mm. I feel like those are just the most agitating.
They hurt.
I am 0-3 in my fantasy football league, even though I've scored the fourth most points. And that right there is the crux of the head-to-head just infuriation.
Yes, because Kevin, at the moment, I'm 3-0.
Well,
I have scored the 6th most points.
Oh, very Tampa Bay of you.
Yeah. So
wow, the 6th most
out of 10. So I don't know that that's going to last. But the players I have just need to play better.
So exactly. Yeah. Well, would you just say they just need to execute better?
Yeah, that and maybe the scheme's not for them.
Okay. From the 817, got my butt kicked this week by my 12-year-old son, and it's his first year playing, and he had no idea who
any of the players were.
He had no idea who Gibbs was.
Oh my gosh, Jahmyr Gibbs.
That's the part that I think Alec would bother me the most. Like, if you lost to your kid's like a football savant, but he's like, who? And that's the guy that defeated you. And then I needed 3.6 points from Zay Flowers last night. He got me 3.3 points. So I'm in a really, let's say, bad mood today. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The one thing that can always cheer people up, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day plus a smelly prank gone wrong next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. At 120 in that segment, we will give away our pair of sweet tickets for Cowboys Packers on Sunday night, which you can also hear right here on 105.3 The Fan. And then tomorrow, about 10:40 for Baseball Nuggets, we'll have Ferguson Jenkins, Hall of Famer, in studio with us. Right now, though, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney's text line to answer today's question of the day, plus an innocent but smelly prank gone wrong. Cost a man his job and his freedom. We'll get to that here in just a little bit.
Are you going
to
tell us about Shawshank when they had to climb through the sewer?
Well, no, that's a great guess. This is a little bit less intense, but it's still a pretty bad ending.
Do you feel free when you take a bubble bath?
What?
It's a good question, Majors. I'd say yeah, I do. I can't tell you the last time I took one.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I think it's pretty freeing, if you will.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What brought that up?
Jerry this morning said that he thinks whenever he's in bed or in the shower. And I was like, I wonder if bubble bath's a good place to think, you know? And, then he said freedom, and it made me think about bubble baths.
Okay.
I know Post Malone has said he's written some of his best songs in the bathroom. So,
there you go.
Okay.
You know, you got nothing to do but think.
You think he thought about those face tattoos?
No, those, you have to imagine most of those are kind of impulsive in the moment. You know, there's not a lot of thought.
How many face tattoos can you get before maybe it's not impulsive? And like,
that's a great question. I mean, heck, probably. One of the biggest pieces I have on my inner bicep was an impulse decision because I had a bad day at my old job.
And that I get, but I'll never believe that all of your tattoos are impulsive because there are many of them.
Thank you.
And same theory with Post Malone.
I hope to add more one day, but I'm just kind of creatively at a wall right now. I don't know what else to get. If you have ideas, 877-881-1053. I'll consider anything. But the question of the day is what you should consider first. And this is actually started by... something yesterday, my dad texted me and he was like, hey, can you, you know, swing by the house before you go anywhere? I got a package. And he usually doesn't tell me that because it's just Amazon or whatever. It's nothing crazy like dog food or whatever. But no, he won an eBay auction for a super rare World of Warcraft card.
Oh.
That he got a stupidly good deal on. It was one of those late night auctions where it was nowhere near what it usually sells for. He got in the midnight hour and he won the auction. So he was really proud of it. He was like, get that out of the mailbox. It's hot outside. And
yes. So I think that exact same thing. I don't know what the science says about that.
Anytime I order a card from Topps or whatever, win an auction, I do the same thing. The second I get that notification, I text whoever's at the house. Hey, can you go get that? I don't want it to melt, even though it might not melt. It probably won't. It's probably fine. But that is something that he's been interested in a long time, that game specifically. He's been playing it since launch. But also the card aspect of it, some of those cards are absolutely worthless now. There's like maybe five of them out there that are in the hundreds to thousands of dollars, you know, in value. So what is something you collected that you thought you would make a fortune on that ended up being worthless? 877-881-1053.
Pop Tops on cans. Because I was told that if you collected those and threw them in the milk jug, that it was like worth $100.
Right.
And then I thought about it for a second and I was like, how much did I spend on Coke cans right. in order to get this $100. Plus, I had to buy a milk jug.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really did think at one point, I was like, this is going to be it, man. And encyclopedias.
Encyclopedias were going to go up in
value? Yeah, I was like, these are old encyclopedias. My grandparents had, I don't know why my grandparents had like six sets of encyclopedias. And I was like, this is ridiculous. And I was like, if I could turn these around, these are right. from like the 1940s. Right. And then I realized nobody cares about books anymore.
Well, you know what? I would like to withdraw my like, encyclopedias, because I shouldn't have said that, because we should not judge in this segment. Okay.
Yeah. Judge ye unless you're judged.
Pogs. I really thought that Pogs were going to take off, especially like WWE Magazine back in the like mid to late 90s, probably mid. They were like, oh, we got this designer Pog Super Slammer. And I was like, man, not only is it cool looking, I can use this, it will be worth all of the money in the future. And my hopes and dreams of the Pog.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
August taking over. They didn't really do that great.
Well, yeah.
Does Pog have a different definition?
It definitely does. A different spelling of it.
See, yeah. I thought I'd heard that.
I think you've brought it up before.
Okay. It's fat. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I used to go to the Devil's Bowl Speedway. I don't know if anybody remembers that place. It was a racetrack. I feel like it was in Forney. I don't know how far it actually was.
And did you ever feel like you could just like walk on the track?
I did.
In there?
I did all the time.
Okay. And here's,
Because one of my parents' friends drove the cars.
Oh, cool.
And actually, it's a long story. But I would walk out onto the track, and the racers had these plastic strips on their helmets, so that if mud got on them, they could just rip them off and throw them out.
Okay.
And I thought, I'm going to collect all of those and make a fortune. And I went and collected every one, and nobody at the freaking place wanted them. And so that's when I was just like, well, I'll just stick to working for the rest of my life.
Your retirement strategy?
I was like seven.
Oh, okay. That's a different deal. I get that.
Well, Kevin, I might have a retirement strategy for you specifically in the sports card world. What might have been a good investment, Jackson Dart cards, because Jordan Schultz is reporting that Russell Wilson has been benched by the Giants. And Jackson Dart will be starting in week four.
I do believe we predicted week four, didn't we?
Week four. That's crazy. Good job, guys. I'm proud of y'all for this. But also, I don't know how much stock you put in what Dable said yesterday, because he was like, oh, yeah, we're going to evaluate everyone on our team. I was like, I feel like that's what you said for like the last 3 weeks. But, man, now's the time. Wow.
Yeah, that was quick. And at least the Giants, if they're going to suck, they're at least going to be interesting.
You know what? I'm totally with you on that, because, and we've talked about this plenty of times. Let's say the Giants go like 6-11 this year. We weren't very good. But if you go 6-11 after the start you had with Jackson Dart, I could see how you would have a totally different perspective on that. You're like, oh yeah, Jackson Dart came in. He went 6-8. He looked pretty good. Like, that's a totally different deal.
It's interesting. I think I was watching Get Up this morning, and the entire crew was calling for Jackson Dart to replace Russell Wilson this morning.
Time.
And I was like, did they just give in?
And I did see Ian Rappaport said the thing that might have made the decision easier was the fourth down throwaway in last week's game by Russell Wilson.
What was that?
Yeah.
They're just miserable in the red zone.
Yeah.
Like, Russell Wilson was the same way whenever he was in Pittsburgh as well. Like, so that makes a lot of sense. All of this makes a lot of sense.
So there you have it. Jackson Dart going to be the starter for the Giants going forward. We got Gridiron Gravy next. But it is interesting, at least for Cowboys fans, too, because you got one more matchup against those Giants. So if everything goes well for him, that means you'll be in line to face him for a full four quarters.
Which that kind of sucks, too, because like it's more interesting. But I also want the Giants to be stuck at being awful.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm torn because I want to see him light up the world because I think he is that good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he plays in the NFC East. So I kind of hate everything about it at the same time, too. 877-881-1053. Three things you collected thinking they would be worth a fortune one day, but they weren't. From the 817, I'm right there with you, Funko Pops. Some of them are.
So did I ever tell you that Brandon sold a Funko Pop for like $370? It was a Booberry that you had to send in like box tops or UPC off of cereal boxes to get it. And look, that's a lot of effort. Not a lot of people did it, so it was rare. And so we looked it up on eBay. We're like, holy crap, we need to sell it.
I have like those standard cardboard moving boxes. I have like 8 of them full of Funko Pops.
Wow.
All of them combined worth maybe like $100 or so, except for a few. Like I have the AJ Lee limited run, because Funko is unlike trading cards and whatever, like action figures. Whenever somebody is not on a team or they leave a company, they stop making products associated with them. So that AJ Lee one, there was maybe a couple thousand in existence because she quit right after they made it. She retired. Going rate on eBay looks like about $400. So I have that one. I have a CM Punk one that's really rare too, I think from San Diego Comic-Con or something like that. So some other stuff like that, but Funko Pops, absolutely. From the 972, different crypto coins, I'm sure a lot of people have gotten burned on stuff like that and just investments in general. Because you can't predict the future as much as you want to. I wish I could. From the 325, Beanie Babies.
Yeah. I mean, that feels like, I know it's not the first thing that ever like went down this route, but that feels like in the last generation or so, that's the touchstone for a lot of people. Made a lot of money, but a lot of people probably lost a lot of money on that.
And then, guys, I mentioned real quick here, we did have a stinky situation in South Carolina where an assistant teacher at a high school in South Carolina was arrested after pulling a prank in the school. And you're wondering what prank could have been so malicious that he had to get arrested. Well, he got a sort of fart spray online and sprayed it so much that it got stuck in the school's ventilation system and started causing injuries and headaches and all kinds of other side effects to people in the school, to the point where they had to get $55,000 in renovations done to their HVAC systems to get the smell out of the building. After a multi-week investigation, they determined that 32-year-old teaching aide, not even a full-time teacher yet, a student aide named Alexander Lewis, was the culprit. He was charged with disturbing schools and malicious injury to property with the help of his fart spray that he found online. So, if you're going to pull off a prank, make sure it doesn't cause property damage and damage to humans.
Wow. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Good advice right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where, hey, let's talk more about that big old quarterback change next right here on The Fan.
Goff takes, turns, gives to Montgomery. Two hands on that football. There he goes, over the right side. 25, 20, cuts to the right at the 15, down to the 10, down to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Demo to the house, 31 yards, and the Lions have put this game on ice.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Our question of the day, 877-881-1053, Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Will you text us or hit us up on Twitch or YouTube if you have been raptured? If you can just go ahead and let us know.
Is that a... Do you still have Wi-Fi or 5G in that situation? I don't think that was ever discussed.
I bet in heaven there's a G you haven't couldn't even fathom.
Maybe so.
Right? Take that for whatever you will. All right. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip and rip it.
So let's go back to the news that Alec broke like 15 or 20 minutes ago. Russell Wilson benched in favor of Jackson Dart. Now, the good news for the Giants is this is not a long-term, particularly hurtful cap hit or anything like that. In fact, for Russell Wilson, man, he had a whole lot of incentives, an extra $2.5 million tied to his playing time for the season from 65 up to 95%. I mean, who knows how Jackson Dart will go and if then they would go to Winston if that didn't work out or go back to Russell or Russell Wilson or whatever. But that's the potential to lose out on a huge amount of money. He also has another $2.5 million tied into statistical bonuses and then another $2 million tied into playoff bonuses. Now, that was probably not going to happen, but that's $7 million of incentives that were potentially there. Not to say he would get to all of them, but all it feels like most, if not all of those, are kind of out the window.
Oh, yeah, absolutely out the window. But they look at the future for themselves, Kevin, and that's the most important thing right now.
Sure. You know? I think this is the right move, and I'm saying if you're looking for a bright spot, if you're a Giants fan, which is tough, that you're not going to be hampered by this going forward. Like, you're not going to be kind of like the Broncos previously were stuck with the albatross that was his contract. You don't have to worry about that. All right, so do you think this makes the Giants, let's say, this weekend a better team? I'm sure eventually that's the hope, but let's just say straight away, because Russell Wilson, what he wasn't playing the Cowboys, has looked terrible. Now against our defense, he looked like the best quarterback that had ever lived.
So what's the... One of the frustrations, I think, for most Cowboys fans right now is they feel like Dak holds on to the ball too long.
Agreed.
When Joe Milton got in, didn't it feel like he got rid of the ball pretty quickly? And you were like, oh, hold on, what is this? And I think when it comes to Russell Wilson, holding on to the ball because I know I can throw this moon ball is always an option. And I heard, who was it this morning that said this? Maybe it was Mike Tannenbaum, I think. Whenever the quarterbacks get rich and get to... Oh, no, it was Jeff Saturday. Whenever quarterbacks have been experienced, had success, and are rich, they get risk-averse. And Russell Wilson started to get risk-averse. And you kind of need somebody that's willing to go in there and let it go. And I think that Jackson Dart, just watching what he did in the preseason... He was like, I'm just going to trust the throw. I know what my arm can do. I'm just going to trust the play. So I think that's the thing that Dable's wanting is somebody that just go in there and do what I expect you to do. Not try and come up with something else that you think is going to be better. Just make the play.
Now, I'm going to go and play another highlight. This play in particular was really impressive. Go ahead and give me cut number 9, and let's go back and in depth on the Monday Night Football game.
This drive starts at the 21, down by 4. Hand off to Henry, and he gets it punched out. It's recovered by DJ Reed. Knocked out on the play by Aiden Hutchinson.
Now, there was another punch out that the Lions had that Lamar Jackson kind of miraculously recovered, although he shouldn't have lost it to begin with. But let's start with Derrick Henry. That's 3 fumbles in 3 games. But maybe more importantly, that's 2 lost fumbles in the fourth quarter or overtime of these first 3 games. Think about this. In Derrick Henry's first 7 years, he had 2 fourth quarter lost fumbles, fourth quarter overtime. In these last three games, he has two. And I'm not saying that they would have won the game last night by any stretch of the imagination, but you would have left yourself in position. And I definitely think you can go to that Buffalo game and be like, you're going to win if you don't fumble it. So not only has he had fumbles, they have been costly fumbles.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man. Those are... Doesn't it feel like most fumbles are super costly too, though? Like
that is true.
Because the two that we've laid out for the Cowboys are two different times in the game, right?
Yes.
Like one was at what I thought was a very pivotal moment in the game. The other one was the very beginning of the game, but
it could set the tone. Yeah,
a tone setter for
sure. I agree.
And so yeah, man, absolutely. Oh, Kevin, I am seeing something.
Oh,
that I think seems important. Okay. In the world of sports.
Did they bench Russell Wilson again?
This is college football gridiron gravy.
I mean, tell me, and we can dive into it even more in depth in a minute.
It looks as if, and I'm trying to make sure of my confirmation here, is Mike Gundy is being relieved of his coaching duties at Oklahoma State.
I mean, that team sucks. And they might not win another game all year.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that.
Yikes.
So that is an interesting, starting to see Mike Gundy no longer with Oklahoma State.
And the other day, he just said he was still having so much fun coaching.
I'm gonna continue to find a better source on
this. Well, then you should have said it on air, Corey. Come on.
It just seems like there's a lot of sources.
All right, so a couple things for you while you track that down. The Ravens have scored 111 points through three games. That is the most points ever for a team with a losing record through three games.
Oh, my God.
So you're like, hey. But again, going back to that Derrick Henry fumble in the first game, I should have won that game.
Yep.
And then for the Lions, we were concerned. Well, Corey was really concerned about how good they would be without their coordinators. They have scored 90 points in the last two games. That is their most in a two-game span since 1962. Let's go to Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery.
That's when football began.
Football began before that, but not as much before that as you might think. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery reached the NFL record. They logged their 11th different game where each running back got into the end zone. The previous record was 10, set by a couple of duos, one in the 1950s, one in the 1960s. So again, a lot of history being shattered from the 50s and 60s. Now, I go back to Lamar Jackson. He did have that fumble. I know they recovered it, but he still didn't throw an interception in that game. And you might be like, hey, that's great. They lost. But for his career, 25 touchdowns, zero interceptions on Monday Night Football, and his team is 7-3 in those games.
He's never been the one to turn the ball over or throw it in the air.
Sure. He has gotten significantly, I think he's gotten better with the fumbles as well, because that used to be a big issue.
7-3, good record.
Yeah, but like you think 25 touchdown passes, zero interceptions, you'd be like 9-1. But you also gave up 38 points last night, so that's probably never going
to
be good.
I'm by a team that they came to beat you.
Like, oh, yeah.
That wasn't just a fluky, hey, we gave up that many points. And you've done it multiple times now. You've given up a lot of points.
Sure.
That defense isn't playing very well for Baltimore.
But you're right, man. This was a huge win for Detroit. Think about this. They go on the road. They beat the Ravens on Monday Night Football. This drops Lamar Jackson. Again, his career record against NFC teams is 24-3 now.
Wow.
It was 24-2, so he can put up all the numbers he wants, but the Lions went in there, was able to punch the Ravens defense in the face, and they get the win.
Pete Thamel, insider for College Game Day, says sources have told him that Mike Gundy is fired.
Okay, well, obviously that is a very
reputable
source.
And then our friend Carter Freeman is on alert.
Now, the Falcons also fired their wide receiver coach, Ike Hilliard, after they have gotten off to an abysmal start. Couple more things for you. Chargers, 3-0 for the first time since 2002, and in case you missed it, Aaron Rodgers completed what he really wanted in his comeback tour. He passed Brett Favre on the all-time touchdown passing list. So congratulations to him for that. Yeah,
I
exactly. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll talk about the breaking college football news in the Tuesday tailgate, but also a tease too good to let go of. When you hear the mean green glass, that's your ass. Nah. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.